This year's seminar is held on the sidelines of the 38th meeting of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Yu Jianhua, China's permanent representative to the UN office at Geneva, has stressed the role of development as a key to resolving conflicts and ensuring people's fundamental interests. He says, based on this, China has managed to lift it around 800 million people out of poverty, which is seen by many as a major contribution to promoting human rights around the world. The Chinese diplomat says that, while realizing its own development, China is also keen to help reform global governance and set up a new type of international relationships for development.
China and Africa belong to the same community of shared destiny. China is ready to join hands with Africa to usher in a new era of common development based upon sincerity and win-win cooperation.
Xu Jinghu, the Chinese government's special representative for African affairs, says bilateral cooperation has been critical in helping people better their livelihood in African countries. She says this is helping the overall human rights situation in Africa.
This year's Beijing Summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation will be held in September. By that time, leaders from China and Africa will draft new blueprints for our partnership in the future. The forum will help Africa in its development, including the advancement of human rights.
The forum in Geneva has also heard that Chinese companies are creating a large number of jobs in Africa. One example being cited is the 46,000 jobs which have been created by the newly opened Mombasa-Nairobi Railway, which has been built by Chinese companies. As of the end of this past year, China has been responsible for building more than 200 schools in Africa and training more than 120,000 Africans in China. Ajay Kumar Bramdale, the AU's representative to the United Nations office in Geneva, says China is taking on a significant role in helping foster better human rights in Africa.
This initiative and many others attest perfectly to the excellent Sino-Africa relations, not only economically but also in terms of the promotion and protection of human rights. Our cooperation with China in the Human Rights Council highlights the interdependence of economic development and the promotion of human rights, including economic, social, and cultural rights. It is our belief that such close cooperation is the best and most efficient way to advance our common development agendas.
African participants to the seminar also contend there is no single pattern of safeguarding human rights in the world, arguing the right to development is a major component of human rights. As such, they've been suggesting African countries need to choose their own development path based on the reality in their countries.